Joining us on the line from Olympia, representing the 2nd District from Graham, Senator Jim McEwen. Good afternoon, Senator. Appreciate your time today.
Well, thanks for having me, Rob. I appreciate being here.
So we've got a couple of education bills that have worked their way through the Senate that we want to talk about with you. The end result is second substitute Senate Bill 5179, which threatens funding, but it's predicated on school districts, school boards, following some of the other bills that have already made their way through. Let's start with those, Senator, and let our audience know exactly what the majority party is trying to leverage onto their children.
Hello. Thank you, Rob. In 24, they passed the bill 5462. It's inclusive curriculum learning, a DEI bill, to learn LGBTQ history and perspective in schools and integrated into all the curriculum. And the bill didn't go farther than that. And then this year, it passed 5123, which is basically a behavior bill that protects behaviors of transgender students in school if they have different behaviors like expression or clothing or body characteristics. And it really goes beyond imagination what they're doing to schools, especially more conservative schools in Eastern Washington. In my district, they're going to force them to teach a lot of people aren't teaching the sex ed bill because it's horrible. And so it's another bill that passed before I actually got here in Olympia as a senator. They passed the sex ed bill, I think the year before I got here. So that's what this bill is about forcing all the other bills in school.
We're talking with Senator Jim McEwen from the 2nd District, Graham, here on The Bottom Line. So, Senator, as we look at the debate that happens over second substitute Senate Bill 5179. Basically, OSPI would be allowed to impose, quote, certain consequences for willful noncompliance. What exactly are those consequences?
Well, those consequences, there's a couple of things mentioned in the bill about consequences. Up to 20% state funds for basic education removed from your school. Threatening the school district and a possible director recall or discharge, which I don't read in the Constitution that a state actually can do that. It has to be a local thing where people get signatures and then put you back on the ballot and you go on the ballot and they remove you on a recall. A discharge would be by the school board, but if they're not going to remove another conservative, probably won't remove another conservative. So I don't see that in there, but they don't play by the rules. So I'm not sure how that is going to play out there as well. I call this, of course, a snitch line or a tattletale line to the Superintendent of Public Instruction's office, and that's exactly what it is. It seems like we're moving more towards socialism than we are conservatism in our state.
Oh, I think we've been going in that direction for some time, Senator.
Yeah.
But here's where this is really interesting, because your counterparts have been screaming at the top of their lungs about the threats of federal funding being withheld, particularly for education, over OSPI and the majority party's refusal to abide by Title IX and their desire to keep allowing boys to participate in girls' sports, while some school districts around the state, like Tumwater and Moses Lake, their school boards have effectively passed resolutions saying they will follow the federal law. They're going to turn around and try and do the same thing to the districts that don't want to comply with them that they're crying the federal government is attempting to do to Washington State.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense. And that I follow that case really closely. There's an investigation in Tumwater on that basketball player that was 14 years old, that they accused her of misgendering a man on the court. I think the man on the court was 18. So it was really a lopsided. It was good that she removed herself from that game. I've seen too many women get hurt in sports already across the nation the last 2 years playing sports against transgender people.
We're talking with Senator Jim McEwen from the 2nd District, Graham, here on The Bottom Line.
You know, and Senator, one of the things that Rob and I have talked about, the fact that when it comes to, for example, Attorney General Nick Brown and some of his attempts to blunt what's being done in the courts, you know, when it comes to the education in the school districts as well, you know that people aren't just going to sit back and allow this to happen. And like what Brown is doing, this is probably going to generate litigation, and with litigation come legal costs. And Rob and I have talked about the fact that the state's already on the hook for a lot of legal costs. You know, is that something else that you see happening with all this, just creating a ton of legal activity, which is going to put not just the state, but maybe even education further in the hole? What's your perspective on that?
Well, I would hope people would stand up and lawyer up across the state, and all the school boards would start lawyering up, because this stuff is totally unconstitutional. The founders that in 1889 didn't intend any of that stuff in schools. And the Constitution doesn't specifically say what kind of education, but I think the founders left it up to the individual districts to have academic freedom and to do what they how they wanted to teach in the schools. And now the school board is Olympia. There's no doubt about it. Olympia is the new school board, and the school board doesn't have much choice in doing much of anything anymore. They've got their hands tied.
Now, Senator, let me ask you this, because the threat of OSPI to withhold funds from school districts, doesn't that go counter to the state's requirement, obligation, to fully fund K through 12 education?
You might say that, but it doesn't say fully fund. It says ample provision for education. So it does, that, a lot of Democrats like to use that wording, fully fund, but it doesn't say fully fund. And if you read the Constitution, it says ample. And so that's a little different. They've been giving last year $4 billion to government schools. This year they're going to give another $2-plus billion to schools. I just don't know. We're one of the highest paid school teachers in the nation. And per student, we pay $18,000-something on the average per student, one of the highest. And what do we got? If you go to the Superintendent of Public Instruction's website and starting looking up school districts and looking at their academics, you'll find that a lot of school districts are down in the basement. They're graduating at a 96% rate, but they can only do math at a 22% rate. So it's just all this gender and this sexuality in school. It's just destroying it.
We're talking with Senator Jim McEwen from the 2nd District, Graham, here on The Bottom Line. So do districts have any kind of recourse if this passes? And of course, everything is predicated on the governor signing it. And, you know, we know that there are plenty of Republicans that have cautious optimism about what the governor may do with the pen and what he may not do with the pen. But, you know, if the governor is truly trying to find some type of a middle ground here, signing a bill that would threaten school districts with funding when education is certainly one of his priorities would seem to be counterproductive and counter to his inauguration speech. So if this were to go through and the governor were to sign it, would school districts have any recourse, considering we're also talking about a conflict between federal law and state law?
I think they do. So that's why I said I hope school districts would lawyer up. And there are a lot of firms out there across the nation that are just ready to take on cases like this pro bono. I know I personally have tons of them. I donate money to some of these law firms, but I think they do. And because the Constitution is, of course, we know the supreme law of the land is the U.S. Constitution, then the federal laws, and then under that is the state constitution. They're violating a lot of sections of the Constitution and infringing on a lot of rights. But what it doesn't say doesn't mean you can add to it. It's like the Second Amendment. You can't add to the Second Amendment, which they've been doing here in Olympia for a number of years. Just because they didn't put it in there doesn't mean you get to add all kinds of restrictions on your gun rights. And that's the same as education. They didn't put in their education. They didn't want to restrict different school districts. So they didn't add all this gender ideology, all these bills, sex ed. They didn't add this. This is left to the school district and the parents. So they're we're way beyond their constitutional rights already. I mean, this is so unconstitutional on its face. I would hope we could win it at the probably have to hit the Supreme Court level to be able to win. But I hope they take the cases up.
So let's expand the big picture a little bit and go back to the federal involvement here, because roughly K through 12, we get around $2.7 billion from the federal government to help with funding, which I think is about 12%, 13% of where our K through 12 funding comes from. If they keep rolling this dice and the Department of Education says we're withholding $2.7 billion, that's going to create a bit of an issue. And I already have a feeling where they're going to look to try and make that money up.
Oh, yeah. You just mentioned it. Well, they got a lot of taxes coming already. So they may be, this may be their plan anyways, to tax the people. There are so many ways, the schemes they got coming, that's going to raise billions of dollars, more than they ever would need to fund the government. Now, not to get into the budget, but we got a $5 billion surplus. They have a $12 billion deficit. That deficit was created in the last two bienniums by them, by spending and spending and spending and spending all kinds of stuff on climate commitment acts, climate stuff, and all stuff. The budget's loaded with spending. Now they don't want to stop spending, so they're going to tax the people to keep their spending up. There's no doubt about it. They're going to go to the taxpayer. And that's going to be a battle later in the session.
It's going to be something else. Senator Jim McEwen from the 2nd District. Graham, appreciate your time this afternoon, sir.
Thank
if you'd
you.
Like
yes.
to watch Senator McEwen's comments during the debate on second substitute Senate bill, 5179, you could see those on TBW. Appreciated the comments yesterday, sir, and appreciate your time this afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me, Rob and John.
And hopefully we get to talk to you again soon, Senator.
Thank you. Appreciate it.